Sorry.
You okay? Everything all right?
Oh,
everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He just doesn't know if he wants to be here anymore.
Big announcement, ladies and gentlemen. No.
Come on, let's go. Let's do this. Come on.
Football, yeah, football.
There he is. All right. Greetings and salutations, movie fans. Welcome to another episode of It's Not Horror, Okay? This is Mr. Venom running the ship tonight. And before I introduce my team this evening, I'm going to introduce the movie real quick because I'm very excited about this one. This is an old favorite of mine that unfortunately I haven't seen in over a decade, but I'm very excited to share it with my friends this evening. It is, of course, 1981's Nighthawk, starring Sylvester Stallone, Billy Dee Williams, Lindsay Wagner, and the amazing Rutger Hauer in a crime, espionage, drama, thriller, but not horror, film from 1981. We'll get a sec here to talk about that, but let me introduce my team tonight. First and foremost, this man is the Rembrandt of the double entendre. He is the hostile apostle of the possibly gay remarks. He is the man who has met Gary Hill and lived. He is Mr. Scott Crawford. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me on this show. And oh, my God, that was a great intro.
Next up on the team, she is the mistress of the true north, the White Claw Outlaw. Ladies and gentlemen, she bleeds raptor blood for life. She is Miss Heather Powell. How you doing?
Hey, thanks, Venom.
Next up, he is the champion of the green chili, the horror host who barbecues the most. He is my brother in heritage and in hot sauce. He is the man, the myth, nay, the enigma. Android Virus, how you doing, my friend?
Hello, thank you for that amazing opening, man. Ah, fucking stole my heart.
Last, but definitely not least, the leader of this decrepit little ship of psychos that we call It's Not Horror, Okay. He is the maestro of the meme, the don of movie commentary. I venture to guess he is the Boston fan with a pretty decent tan. He is Uncle Nudie, Mr. Neil LeMoy. How you doing, brother?
Wow.
That was awesome.
I am wonderful. And I cannot wait to hear how gay Scott will get throughout this movie.
You know it.
Oh, man. So, like I said, we are watching 1981's Nighthawks. How many of us have seen this film?
I have.
Raise your hand.
I hear Android say yes. Anyone else?
Yes, of course.
Awesome. Yes.
There are probably newbies at this.
Oh, this is good. This is great. Like I said, this is from 1981. This is a movie that ends up getting forgotten because Sylvester Stallone and Rutger Hauer, you know, they go on to have these big superstar careers, and a lot of times, especially younger movie audiences maybe don't go back and check out what they did before they were household names. And this is just one of those movies that I actually saw in theaters with my dad. And I remember just walking out of the theater so fucking jazzed because of that last scene. It was so awesome. And I'm hoping to share that experience with you guys. I'm hoping I'm not overselling it, but like I said, it's not the biggest budget, you know, action movie around. It's definitely not going to be a Die Hard, you know, or a Lethal Weapon by any stretch of the imagination. But those of you guys that have seen it, I mean, what do you remember about it from the last time you saw it? Nudie.
It's just, it grabs you from the beginning and it holds you throughout the whole thing. It's got good teamwork, like Billy Dee and Billy Dee. Yes, they get together really well together. They act good together. They're a good team. You can see them. It's good shit. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I would put it up there with all the other action movies that you mentioned. It's pretty good. I mean, it's not full-blown every 5 seconds, but it's good. It keeps you into it.
Android, when was the last time you saw this?
I believe I've seen this movie within the last couple of years. I think I caught it, like,
on cable television, maybe on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon, and my wife, I was like, hey, have you seen this movie? And she said, man, not since I was a little girl, but let's watch it. So we watch it from beginning to end. But my first introduction to this movie, and I'm like going way back, was I remember seeing the VHS cover in the store when I was a wee little guy, and my dad saying, that's a cool movie. I remember that. And then I remember, if y'all remember Terror in the Isles, that weird, there's a clip from this movie in Terror in the Isles, I remember that clip, and that's the best, you know, the end clip, you guys will all remember. And so I remember it from that, and I was like, okay, I got to see this movie. So I saw it sometime in my teenage years. I always revisited every, you know, decade or so. But it's going to be fun to watch it with you guys tonight for our virgins, tonight on this. So it'll be cool.
Yes.
Did you say I'm a virgin?
It's the first time I've ever been referred to as a virgin.
Right?
Oh, first time ever? Wow. Well, for Scott and Heather and anyone else who decided to join us who's watching Nighthawks for the first time, I hope you enjoy it. Let's see if nostalgia is just playing tricks on me or if this is legitimately something that you know we should talk about more and spread the word about. So is everybody ready? You got your play buttons all queued up?
We're queued.
All right, I'll do the standard 3-2-1 play. We'll hit our buttons on play. Here we go, folks. 3-2-1 play. Awesome.
Blast off.
I am excited about this one.
Yeah, for those that are watching, it opens up black and then goes to the universal opening screen.
How dare you, Nudie? Fucking just snazzy music from the beginning, man.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. That gets right into it.
It's 80s cop music for sure.
Oh, it is.
Cop music.
But kind of with a 70s hangover, no, Nudie?
Yeah, well, this is 1981, so it's still got that 70s vibe. The Bionic Woman.
Oh, Bionic Woman.
Persis, nice name.
Yeah, the only thing I know her from was the Star Trek movie, the first one.
That's what Scott refers to as his fleshlight, the Bionic Woman.
Damn straight. No, Bionic Nudie.
Oh.
Is that better?
I cheated on.
I mean, if it makes him happy, whatever.
I mean, love is love, guys.
Are you okay? Are you doing okay, Nudie, tonight? You go do a line of blow?
No line of blow.
Well, first of all, how come he got offered blow? Like, are the rest of us not good enough for your blow, Android?
Because he knows Nudie will say no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, he doesn't want to share.
That shit's expensive, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, just depends. Yeah. Yeah.
Guess it just depends on how close to the border you live.
Yeah. Yeah.
I live pretty close to
the border. I guess I'm referring to the southern United States border.
Oh yeah, that's a problem.
Bruce Malamuth, what did he direct?
December 31st. New Year's Eve, nice.
Oh, we should have saved this for New Year's.
Ah. Maybe it'll end on Halloween.
Yes.
Horror fans seem to like this movie. I remember a lot of horror fans being into it.
Yeah, because I've heard a lot of talks about this one.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker directed Hard to Kill.
Nice.
Karate Kid Part 2.
Wow.
Not bad. Not bad at all, damn.
No, not at all.
I forgot the name completely, yeah.
Lean on Me.
No, wow.
Nice.
Not bad.
And the forgotten Dolph Lundgren's... Pentathlon. Yeah.
That movie's great. We might be doing that on this show sometime.
I've never seen it. Uh-oh. This is dirty ass fucking New York, man.
Yeah, this is
dirty New York.
I think he's Dolph Lundgren's a Russian pentathlon athlete, and he leaves Germany like he defects, and then the whole movie is Rutger Hauer trying to not Rutger Hauer, Richard Lynch trying to get him back.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty good.
Is this guy one of those femme masters?
Yeah.
Those femme... Oh, it's Stallone.
It's Rambo, nice. Run!
Look, it's that Mexican that Mexican guy in every movie that gets killed. We know he's been in Predator. What else has he been in? Predator.
Been in everything.
Yeah.
Wasn't he in the Warriors?
I don't... Maybe.
Warriors!
Yep.
Come out and play, yay!
I'd say we would do that on this show, but it's just been so overdone, man.
Yeah.
That's true. And you don't like to repeat movies, Andrew.
No, he doesn't. You're right. He never repeats.
Heather on fire.
Fire.
Shots fired from Canada.
Oh.
Well, they're small shots.
Well, you know.
He runs pretty well in the skirt.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, because she's not just from Canada.
Water.
She's from
water down, actually.
I'll cut you, man.
This guy looks like the Mexican Eddie Van Halen. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
This guy is everything. Yeah, R.I.P.
Right? It's not just me, right? I see Mexican Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Look at Sylvester, man.
I mean, there's a nice meme going around that said that Eddie Van Halen dying may have saved rock and roll because now Van Halen songs are back in the top, knocking that stupid WAP song out.
Oh,
there you go.
Hey, you know what?
Everybody buy a Van Halen song this week.
All right.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Right.
We were on our way back from our, I think I put it up online, but we were on our way back from our little anniversary outing last week, and we were probably about four hours south of Albuquerque, and we just listened to every Van Halen album from 1 through 5 with all the ones with David Lee Roth on the way back to Albuquerque. And we were just, it was awesome. Cause we got word driving down there that he passed.
So you and your wife are awesome, huh? You guys look like you had a nice time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Certainly did.
Did you put out?
Oh yeah. Twice.
Good. Oh wow. Good. Yeah. Nice.
Look at this suave motherfucker.
Look at him.
Wow. Yeah. I'm liking
very
the outfit.
Debonair.
Right?
Looks like
he looks vaguely German, and who would ever think German people are evil?
Nobody.
Right.
At least not anymore. Look at him. He's just looking around.
Killing that members only jacket never looked so good.
He's looking around. He's like, hey, lady. Fucking Rutger Hauer's the shit. Oh, that's unsuspecting.
She doesn't look old enough to work there.
Wait, is that Joe Biden? The way he's leaning in like that?
German Joe Biden, I like it.
Where is she from? Is she from?
Sword and Sandal movie.
She's pretty. Is that the girl from... Is that the girl from Night of the Comet?
No.
No.
No,
I don't think it is.
She's the sales girl. I'm looking her up. Catherine Mary Stewart.
It's not her.
It's fucking her.
It's not her.
I just looked it up. You can all kiss my ass.
What character? Oh, shit. Kaboom.
And she's the Last Starfighter, Weekend at Bernie's, all that.
That's not her.
All right, Nudie. Whatever you say, man.
I'm saying it right now. It's not her.
Suck my left testicle.
No, your wife should have done that.
Oh, the love.
And it's deformed.
IMDb must be wrong.
It's not. Okay.
Don't look nothing like her.
Hey, look, I'm just saying. I recognize her.
By the way, are we all missing the badassery that is Wolfgar bombing a store and then calling the newspaper to brag about it?
Who does he think he is? Fucking
amazing.
BTK or something?
Fuck yeah, he is.
Well, that's when bombers had a genie.
I could smell this shot. I fucking love it.
Escape from the Bronx.
That's like right, filmed right up the street. It's Stallone. Stallone's a shit. That's exactly.
Ooh, nice shot.
Ugh, so bad.
Oh, you know. Well, it's hey, man, we're going back to that right now. It's awesome, New York.
I'm not commenting anymore.
You guys are getting your wish, man. It's right. It's almost back there again.
I'm done with the politics, man. All I do is tag Mike Merriman and everything now and sit back and laugh. That's all I do. That's my new fun job now.
Poor Mike.
And he always delivers too every time.
He always bites. God,
he cannot shut up on a comment post. Never, ever, ever.
It's hilarious. He just can't help himself.
And
I
just let him hang himself yesterday. I was like, bro, you're out of your element on this
one,
man.
Oh, the punk thing? I saw that.
I'm like, he's literally talking to, like, arguing with guys who've been playing music since the mid-80s in the punk scene, who've been there, who grew up in it, about how they're not. I'm just like, all right, Mike, you're all right, bro. I'm just going to let you hang yourself here, man. Just keep talking. It's fine.
Bro.
Brand. Yeah. Look at this wallpaper, dude. Amazing.
Fucking look at that gun, dude. That fucking shotgun.
Sylvester Stallone.
Dude, who can pull off a beret better?
Maybe
Richard Crenna, and that's it.
I personally hate berets, and he does it.
I actually just shared a picture with Heather with you wearing a beret.
Boy.
They're just spreading out sugar, dude. No big deal.
Man, how many times can they yell pig? Shit. Fuck, I get it.
How much money you want, pig? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So angry.
Motherfucker.
Damn. Lando's pissed.
Yeah, he's one angry. Cop. Wow. See what I did there?
Terrible.
That was planned. Don't worry, I wasn't gonna say anything bad.
See, I'm sharing in the chat. I wore a beret a while back when I was in high school.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Scott keeps interrupting when the adults are talking.
Oh.
If you don't have anything gay to say, shut up.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Do you guys want to hear something really fucked up, like a fucked up thought I had when I was a little kid?
Oh, I can just imagine.
I would probably pass on that.
I used to think when I watched Star Wars that Billy Dee Williams was Chewbacca shaved.
Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
It's like I'm not allowed to laugh. But I'm fucking good, huh?
I was like fucking 6 years old too. It's so fucked up.
That explains a lot.
Don't laugh. Why are you laughing? You're not supposed to laugh at that.
No, you're not.
Oh, God, I don't care.
It does explain a lot though, doesn't it?
That shit's funny. As long as you were like 5 or 6 years old, I think Billy Dee would forgive you.
Yeah, I don't think that now.
You weren't like 17 or anything.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah, the sign at the
when
last
it, like, last month.
When he went to see The Last Jedi, he wrote, you held the sign up.
Oh, man. So fucked up. Little kid thoughts are fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, dude, Sylvester is fucking the man in this movie. His fucking glasses. Oh,
anybody know who that guy is?
He looks familiar.
Come on.
All you men should know.
Is he the mom's boyfriend from American History X?
No, you're way off.
Oh.
Come on, look at the guy. You should know who he is just by seeing him.
Mr. Bean.
No.
Yeah, I'll say, right?
Do you know who he is, Venom?
He looks vaguely familiar. He does, but
all right. I'll let me know when you guys give up.
God damn it!
He's not alive. He's not alive anymore. But he is a legend.
I know now because I IMDb'd it, so I cheated.
Oh, why would you cheat?
Because
I don't Peter know. North.
But but you are going down the right path.
Peter North. Scott, I'm sure you know who Peter North is.
Oh, of course I do.
As gay as you are.
Jesus.
That's a funny picture, Scott.
His name is Jamie Gillis. A legend of New York porn scene at the time.
Oh, okay. I'll say maybe I've seen a few of the movies.
Oh, wait. At what time? In the 70s? I wasn't watching porn.
Yeah,
70s. Well, he was around in the 80s, too. he was actually around forever till he got a little older. 80s, early 90s, he was around forever. I mean, he was with Gingerland and all the hot chicks of the 80s. And
he had them all. He had them all.
Sure did.
Hey, Bionic Woman's talking. Shut up.
Oh, Bionic Woman.
Oh, hey, Heather, how are you?
Sorry, my dog just had ACL surgery, so if I have to peace out, I'm just caregiving for him right now.
That's
so
okay.
He just got home yesterday. So
good.
I need a caregiver.
You do, actually.
I didn't have ACL surgery, but
you
need
had
a caregiver.
Some other stuff, so yeah.
Isn't that always so? This is his ex-girlfriend or wife. She's like, you never paid this much attention to me when I was with you.
Oh,
all
he's always single in his movies.
All relationship tropes. Can I just say Sylvester Stallone's better in movies that he doesn't write or direct?
Hmm.
Yeah, what? What are you talking about?
I'm just talking shit, dude.
Yeah, stop talking shit. Leave the shit talk to Scott, all right?
Just spitballing. Just spitballing here, Nudie. Just spitballing, buddy.
Leave the shit talking to Scott, all right?
No, that's shit.
Wait,
that's what he's here for.
Let me retrace it. It's nice to see Sylvester Stallone movies that he doesn't write or direct. He's in a different element. It's great to see that. Absolutely. That diversity out of him, Nudie. Yep. Is that better?
Scott, I bet that beret got you laid.
Oh, it totally did. No, wow. What got me laid is that fucking mustache.
Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, dude, that's awesome.
First team got a mustache, always got laid.
Mustache and beret combination was the best.
Look at this suave professor motherfucker.
He's definitely at a German party.
I love it.
I don't see no scat porn going on.
Yeah.
I don't see any knockbust.
So this is what happened.
It's the music.
Oh,
the same. Miss says it was very, very bad. You killed some kids. You don't kill kids.
I can't get over all the sweaters in this. A lot of people are wearing some very fashionable clothes.
Well, it's the New York winter.
Yeah.
But it was a dry winter in New York, so.
You guys, you talk like you were there.
Oh, man. It was a dry winter that year, 1981. Particularly dry.
It was a great year.
The winds from the ocean were coming in, but no precipitation. We all just wore cold weather and chapped lips. That was it.
Oh, yeah. Shooting. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah.
God, this movie's so much better than the people that Scott chose last time.
He was the El Mariachi.
You go to better life. You never paid me, you fucker.
Oh.
I want more life, fucker. we called it.
Oh no, that'd be me with a drink.
Oh my god.
But she didn't spill her drink, so that would definitely be Heather.
That's
oh
right.
My
I mean,
god.
I
need another White Claw.
Dried just up. Oh my god.
Where's that sangria at?
Yeah.
Charlie Bucket.
It's your sangria season now. White Claw season is ending.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, pumpkin right. White Claw?
White Claw's a summer drink.
You looking at me or the fence there, Chief? Yikes. What?
Bye-bye. Yes, she does.
Howdy.
Wow.
So, Tuesday night, we're doing Maximum Overdrive, and it's our 350th episode.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I tried to time it to be the Halloween episode, but it won't work out, so... Nice. We got too many things already recorded, so...
Look at her. Another beret, guys.
7 p.m. So if anybody wants to pop on and whatever.
Maybe I'll pop on and say hi. Can't guarantee the full show, but...
Yeah, I might be able to join you for that one. I'll say if you want me on there.
Scott is what he actually wanted to say.
Look at him.
Yeah, that guy's butt, Scott.
That guy's eating fucking...
I'm used to that.
Oysters off the half shell.
He's eating oysters like fucking Scott fucking licks the cum off of a fucking dick. Did you see that?
Hell yeah. Nice and delicate and flirt that shit right up.
Oh, there's a cross right there for Scott to repent, please.
His glitter-filled beard.
Yeah.
Hey! Oh, I got pride, guys.
Very gay Perry.
This church is kind of gay looking.
I don't like clams.
But I like cum.
I like slime.
Oh, boy. We're all going to hell.
Yes, we are.
I already think I'm there, so I'm just...
Heather's driving the bus.
Beep, beep.
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. I like this church.
Beautiful church.
Candles. Everything's better with candles.
She looks like Prince in the dark.
Well, those pedal pile priests love that ambiance. I'll tell you what.
Yeah, he wore a beret pretty well.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, shit.
Wolfgar. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to name my kid if I ever have one. Wolfgar.
I love it.
Great fucking name.
I actually almost named my dog that.
Don't steal my thunder, Scott.
Oh, Wolfgar is a fantasy character from a book. A
taken.
Of books I used to...
Jeez. Fucking Scott, just jump on my dick, why don't you?
I'm
oh, wait, never mind.
I don't know why I was doing like that.
All right.
And one ticket to Florida.
Forget I said that.
Oh, no, there's no forgetting. Now I'm already halfway there, baby.
Wow.
They got your picture of you in the beret at the border. They won't let you in.
Scott's
That's fine, though. I don't need to cross the border to come see you.
Scott's butt crack immediately just started sweating.
His back hair is just tingled.
Mm-hmm.
My butt will started puckering.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Jesus.
He has no hair on his head, but his back is like a werewolf.
I know.
Heather told me.
He puts his fucking boxers on backwards.
And Venom is already regretting his life choice of joining us again.
He loves it. He needs a break from all his real podcasts that he does. You can only deal with Mike Merriman for so much.
I need some fun people in between.
Kids are after him.
He don't like that actually post, Nudie. Actually.
I should have used that today. When you start posting memes, he loses interest. He'd rather just argue with words than memes.
Look at Sylvester. He's like the undercover cop fucking... He dresses up like a chick. He fucking... Fucking Billy D. Williams is a hothead in this one, man.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he's really angry.
Oh man, everyone's mad. Uh-oh.
What about Glory Holes? What?
Glory
Boy.
Damn it, Heather, you ruined the illusion.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Fuck you.
They would never, they would never talk to detectives like that.
Back in the day, maybe.
Well, I don't know.
Right. Not street cops.
Buster Simone is white.
Street cop? No, the street cops would never talk to detectives like that, or undercover cops. They would never do that. There's a hierarchy. They're just beat cops, and then they're undercovers, and then there's detectives.
Look at his flasher.
That shit would not go down.
Dude, that's a lie, damn it. That's a fucking lie.
That bitch would be fired in a heartbeat. He'd be doing the glory hole patrol that Scott would beg for.
Oh, sweet.
Hell
Jesus.
Yeah. I'd be making sure all those holes are nice and round. Perfect size.
Blow my
Scott,
load at the
Scott
glory
would be hole. Walking through with his nightstick banging the doors. Your dick better be in that hole when I get in there.
I want to see some pubes while I'm at it.
Wow, no laugh, Heather. Jeez.
Sorry, my dog's distracting me.
Yeah, tough crowd tonight.
I know.
It's nothing personal. It's just my baby.
It's okay.
Damn it, Mickey. Take a Mickey and fall asleep.
Your family friend.
He's on so many drugs. Seriously, I don't know. He's still awake.
I'll tell you.
For this dog right now.
Old Brucifer, man, put on like fucking 20 pounds after his fucking surgery.
Well, he had his nuts taken off.
20 pounds of muscle. He's fucking...
He's been hitting the gym.
Yeah, dude.
Eats, drinking some whey.
He's been fucking out of ham lately. I don't know.
Staying
what
off
he's...
the green chilies.
Yeah. Right. He's just been eating a lot more. But oh, nice. Is it safe?
I want to be beautiful.
Is it safe?
Ooh, he has a scarf.
I gotta watch that movie.
It's
Ooh,
great, man.
I haven't seen that one in a long time either.
Hey, look, it's the maniac, old Joe Zito. Or is
Joe
Spinelli. Joe Spinelli.
What a sexy man he is.
Oh, he's a looker, isn't he?
He sure is.
Only a face
Even
of Mudder.
He looks all cleaned up, he still looks gross.
Poor Joe.
Nah.
God,
don't make me scalp you.
Now, was this before or after Maniac? Because they're both around 1980, right?
This is after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smells fucking... I can smell
You're the man.
Fucking halitosis from here, man. Just look at that face. It screams halitosis. I'm sorry.
Oh, poor Joe. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Tano.
Oh, Ray. Soon.
Yeah.
You call him Tano.
Now he's going to go talk to one of his mannequins.
God, his hair looks so great.
It does, actually.
Right?
Fuck, that hair looks amazing.
Heather's
I want hair
excited.
Like that. Shit.
Shit.
My dad's hair right there.
Only hair I have like that is on my dick.
What? What?
Like up the shaft?
Jesus.
Do you go hair on your shaft like a werewolf, Scott?
Pretty much.
Some guys do. It's okay to admit it. I mean,
I like hair on chest.
No, I said the shaft, Heather. The shaft.
Oh no, I thought you said on the chest. I'm the shaft.
No,
wow.
No, but it's clean down there.
Dun, dun, dun.
Can we stop?
I'm telling you what you can expect, Nudie.
Nobody care. Nobody cares, Scott.
I know you care.
Nobody that listens to this show wants to know about your wiener, Scott.
Well, it's about 5 inches around.
Nobody cares, Scott.
And 2 inches long.
Yeah, 2 inches long. It looks like a pancake.
It looks like a fucking can of tuna.
It looks like a belly button. What are you talking about?
My high school nickname was Thumbelina.
God. God damn it.
It looks like a button.
The more I do look at Billy Dee Williams here, he does look like a shaved Chewbacca, I'm just saying.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, when I was younger, I always got him and Carl Weathers confused.
How dare you, you fucking racist.
That's the same Chewbacca guy.
You guys can all send the hate mail to Android Virus. He has his own show called Android Vision. Just look it up.
And the Cemetery Gates podcast.
Yeah.
That one too. But I don't want your co-host getting any heat off of that one.
No, Dave's a straight shooter. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve any heat.
Android is a whole different person on that show anyway.
He is.
He's like a completely different.
He brings out the best in this one.
Yes, he does. He brings out his true self here.
Yeah. Dude, I'll tell you what. We're doing that 31 fucking movie challenge, fucking 4 podcasts this month. It's about 17 movies in, it starts getting to you.
I don't know. I watch like 3 to 4 a day. I don't know.
Yeah, he loves every one.
No. Oh, boy.
I regretted
one that we chose for our podcast.
Oh,
and
my God,
I thought it was
Scott.
Good.
You're no longer allowed to choose fucking movies.
No, what movie was that?
Satan's Little Helper.
You don't like that?
Oh, that was
I
painful
liked
to rewatch.
I liked some lines in it, but I found Scott. It tough to sit through at points.
Come on!
Lines, it got better as it went on in the film. I will
I
say that.
I don't like either one
second
of you anymore.
Second and third acts are a lot better than the first.
It's still 5.5 out of 10 for me. But
oh, you're on crack.
Can
shit
I say
that
I
you
watched...
like?
Go ahead.
No, say what you got to say.
I watched one of the most batshit fucking crazy movies I've ever seen last night. Was The Witch Who Came from the Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Has anybody seen that?
No.
Isn't
it's like
that a George Romero
movie,
one?
Right?
No, it's a 1977 just fucking weird-ass movie. I would highly suggest it for people. It's or not. It's out there, dude. It was weird for me, man.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd recommend it.
Yeah, exactly. If it was weird for you, then I'm going to stay away from it.
Yeah, it was very out there.
Did you end up watching the Blind Dead trilogy?
Yeah, all 4 of those.
Okay, all 4 of them. That's right, because there was Night of the Seagulls or whatever.
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think? You like them?
I got to be honest with you, man. I did not.
Wow, I fucking loved them.
I like, I'm not going to say I didn't, I needed to see them, part 3 was complete utter shit for me, but, I'd have to say I like the first one and the fourth one the best, but the second
one.
Yeah,
I love the second one.
Yeah.
The second one was great.
Second one's fun.
How dare you not like what I like?
Gentlemen. you got to pay attention to his description, it's fucking great.
Wait. Wolfga. Oh.
No.
He was meded.
Oh, he killed the plastic surgeon.
Dead. Like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Enjoys it, though. Was he a fucking... Work for fucking Cobra from G.I. Joe? He's like...
Oh, yes. Oh, I like
that. Heather, this like that Apple place to it?
This looks like my kind of place.
Does it?
I'll say this like absent, isn't it, Heather?
Not one grain of cocaine in that fucking place.
Oh,
not one.
I'm not going then.
Oh, that's all offset.
Mm. Yeah. Prom night, everything is all right. You laugh, but he's gonna get some tonight.
Yeah.
Truth. Truth.
Not the guy in the suit, though.
Yeah.
Look at Wolfgar, man. Suave motherfucker right there.
Make me pretty. Shave off my beard. Thank you.
It does look like they had a bit of a prosthetic nose on him in the beginning, though, right?
Oh, yeah, they did a little bit to change what he looked like, yeah.
Oh, she's pretty.
But not much, but that's how they got away with it.
The first movie I ever seen fucking Rutger Hauer in was that Split Second movie.
Nice.
That movie was insane.
He's like, ha-ha, how are you doing? I like to see if your bush goes up to your belly button. That's how we do it in Germany. Let's not be strangers. Let me lick your asshole.
Now we're talking.
Germany.
We like scat in Germany. Want to come shit to my mouth or what?
Yeah, baby. And now I'm hard.
Tell you what, bro. That fucking beret, dude. You were a fucking pussy destroyer, Scott.
Right? Between that beret and that mustache, I was getting all the chicks.
That fucking bowling shirt you're wearing in there, too? Oh, dude.
He was the leader of the D&D club. Leave him alone.
Hey, I didn't play D&D for like another 5 years.
His mustache was like a reverse Hitler. There was all space in the middle.
Yep, I was obsessed with Korn, and the lead singer had his mustache like that.
Oh, wow.
That was my senior year. That's what's scary.
That's a good one. We should all see if we can find our senior photographs.
Oh boy. I have mine. I do have that. It's not that long ago.
Shut up.
How long ago was it?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
I graduated high school in 2001.
Wow.
No, 2002. Sorry, 2002.
Yeah, I just had my 20. We would have had our 20-year high school reunion this year for me.
We're just bibbins. Just
yeah,
bibbins.
I forgot. You and I, Heather, are the babies of the group.
We're the bibbins. Yeah, that's right. Fuck that shit.
It's a logical procedure.
With his beautiful sweater.
More sweaters.
More sweaters.
It's a fuzzy sweater, too, which is great.
Logical?
Note. XOXO.
Uh-oh.
He's like, I don't care, bitch.
Just fucking smoke cigarettes everywhere. Don't give a fuck.
That's
so
the 80s
for you.
80. I know.
Just walk around with a cigarette hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
It cracked me up. I just watched Cat's Eye a couple days ago, and fucking James Woods tried to quit smoking, so he's in a quit smoking office and smoking.
Yeah.
Love it. Quitters Incorporated.
Yeah, oh my god. That brought back memories. I haven't seen that since I was like a little kid.
That's an underrated little anthology.
It is.
Yeah, it's fun.
I fucking love that troll.
Everyone remembers the troll, though, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he sounds really bright.
Oh, one of those maniacal geniuses. You can tell this director's directed a lot of, like, mild blockbusters. He's got that same kind of... Or should I say his cinematographers all have that same kind of shot style.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's all good quality. Like,
it's good, but not, like, like nothing that you would be like, ooh, that's a cinematographer, blah, 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 you know?
Right.
Oh. He's, like, addicted to bombing. He's Firefly from G.I. Joe, dude, I swear to God.
Look, he just came.
I think he did, yeah. I mean, who wouldn't, really?
I mean, hell, I just did.
Yeah.
We knew that was coming.
Did you come on your shoes? Hope they're not slippers. Clean gel is going to be...
I shot them in my beard so I can have some gel.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was hungry.
I just ate one nasty motherfucker.
I just fucking... And I just ate... And Venom, I just ate a bowl of caldo, too.
Ah, caldo. Mm.
My wife just made it.
Oh, it's like a secret sex language between them two.
I'll say, what is it? Bowl of condoms? Is that what you said?
Caldo! Mother.
I just had some caldo. It's similar to Play-Doh.
They don't know, do they? So good.
No, we're not Mexican. We don't know.
Yeah, I found a picture of my sister.
I forget that makes you mad. I'm sorry.
It makes sense. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, somebody calls me a Mexican. I'm just like, I'll roll with it, but I'm not, you know?
Clearly it bothers the man in California.
California.
How dare you fucking insult
me. How dare I call him.
So I found I couldn't find a senior picture of me, but I found a senior picture of my sister and her friend.
Close enough.
Perfect.
Here we go. There it is in the chat. Don't come, Nudie.
For God's sake.
Let's see. The one on the left is your sister.
Yes, that's my sister.
All right, I just came. What does she look like today?
Well, after moved to Florida.
Well, after 45 kids and everything else, what's
yeah,
she
45.
Look like today? Well, he has 15 kids, so I'm sure she has a lot.
Baby making machines?
He's quiet. But I can't say nothing about his family anymore because like I said one time I said his daughter was pretty and he gave me an angry face, so now every time I see his daughter I just go, oh, she ugly. He doesn't want me to say she's pretty, so
that's funny.
This guy's wearing a Superman shirt and why have we all not noticed?
How is Lando Calrissian wearing a Superman shirt and Nudie hasn't made a meme out of it yet?
Exactly.
I don't.
There's
got
to be something in there that you could squeeze out of your brain.
Why is that guy wearing a picture of Wolf Star on his vest?
I'd wear that, though.
You're out.
Right. Sakes, man. You've got to fight violence with violence.
We're supposed to be in New York over here. Why is this guy speaking like a dill hole? Hello, I'll play free golf.
Jesus.
I know he's from the intelligence of England or some shit, right?
You know what I've discovered this month? And you guys could lambast me and I really don't care, but watching the 70s horror movies that I'm doing this month, I really find fucking English horror boring as a motherfucker.
It really is. Most of them.
Yeah, drab. Some that are good, but like
drab and dry and boring. I'm just like, ugh.
What was what I tried watching? Don't Look Now, I think it was, and I haven't been able to get through it yet.
Is that her husband?
Yeah, it's my sister's.
He looks like one of the guys on that TV show, The Mayans.
Oh, more pictures. Yeah, oh, man. She looks not bad. There you go, Nudie.
She looks not bad.
She looks not bad. Good job, Heather.
And that's me and Rachel right next to him, so.
Yeah, I know that.
It's hard to see her. Like, it's just a shot of her face with sunglasses. I don't see a full shot, so she looks good enough for the picture.
Yeah, sure.
She's not posed or anything.
Yeah, right. Keep going, Heather.
Android knows what I mean. I don't have to worry. Android invites me onto his show.
Hey, you want to know what his name is? You want to know what his name is, Nudie, her husband?
Good God, I can only imagine. Go ahead.
Eliseo.
But he's not Mexican either, right?
No, he's not. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Blood in, blood out.
How do you like it? I'm out.
Oh.
So is it my pick next time or somebody else's?
Yeah, I think it's yours.
It's yours, homie.
No, what are you going to pick?
See, we finished off the Killer Bee Kills, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Thank
God. We did?
Yeah, we did. We did. We did. What are you talking about?
Shut up.
We did.
I can easily check, you asshole.
Do you think Billy Dee Williams used hair relaxer in this?
Somebody did.
You got
it. Yeah, you can probably just comb it out and get it that straight.
Yeah.
Comb it out every day.
He learned that from Chewbacca.
He did have luxurious hair.
He did. His Colt 45 commercials were the best.
Everyone's doing their hair in this.
Mm-hmm.
very hair-centric movie.
Very much so.
Not enough bush, though.
No, no, no.
Yeah, there's less bush in this one.
Sorry.
Uh-oh, what's going to happen, though?
Well, I can tell you that this movie is already probably 100 times better than the last one.
Oh, my God. No fucking kidding.
Some of my soul left me on that one.
That was sex comedy gold. I don't know what you're talking about.
Scott, stop recommending movies.
Yeah, we'll just skip him next time.
Oh, my God. Even
isn't there a penalty or something?
I was just going to say that. Venom, I was just going to say, he's got to be penalized for that one. Jesus.
Hey, don't use the Lord's name. Whatever.
Why is she going through his shit? She's got no business doing that. She's got no business doing that.
Now, I'm going to get yourself killed, lady.
I have friends who've had relationships that ended this way.
Yup.
Boy,
get rid of that mustache.
I didn't go through your phone. I didn't go through your phone. Yes, you did. This is going through somebody's cell phone back in 1981.
Yup, you done fucked up.
Well, now you know, dumbass.
Now you know. Let's see if this grenade fits up your asshole.
He's going to throw out the window.
That bitch is going to learn to fly.
Oh, he always says that before they die, huh? He told that to the last guy he shot in the gut. You go to a better life.
Yep.
That's his tagline.
You go to a better life. She had just minded her own beeswax.
Right?
Exactly.
That's the moral.
I got to tell you something. When we're off the air, Nudie, you're going to laugh your ass off.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Think what it is if he can't tell you on the air.
Must be about somebody.
No evidence. I've had some drama going on, but it's okay. It's weird.
Look, I wish you wouldn't talk about our personal issues on the show, Andrew.
Look, I have nothing but love in my heart for you. You don't even know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Love in my heart for all of you, actually.
Except for Scott.
Was it even me after picking joysticks?
Yeah.
Time to hold for a minute.
What's there?
My love is on
that
hold.
Is fair.
Somebody cut the top of his glasses off. That's weird.
Oh,
yeah. That's how they could tell they were reading glasses back in the day.
Oh. Seriously?
That's how you could tell someone was old.
Just remove the top of the fucking glasses? I mean, that makes no sense.
Yeah, and then attach them to Stallone's glasses, because those are fucking gigantic.
They look like aviator glasses without the
sunglasses. He's such a badass, he just wears protective fucking glasses from when he shoots all the time. He just never takes them off.
I'm going to shoot somebody.
This villain. I know you're not supposed to like him, but I kind of like how he gets shit done.
Oh, yeah. You'll hate him in a sec.
Okay.
I like him.
Oh, he's a great villain. Oh, spectacular. But, yeah, like is going to go away in a minute. Well, a few minutes.
Carajo, te veo.
Carajo, pendejo, marico. Oh, sorry.
Melon. Carajo.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Carajo. I'm gonna be getting me saying that all night. That's what I tell my wife after sex, carajo.
Damn.
What's that mean? Clean that hole?
Jesus.
No.
Wow.
Clean my hole.
It's like Spanish slang for like, how would you explain it? It's like
it's kind of used just as like as our fuck.
Yeah.
Carajo, you know, just like yeah. You know, you stub your toe, you fuck.
Yeah. Get out of here, carajo.
It's one of our more popular expletives. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
Like a general term one.
Yeah. Go clean your snatch, carajo.
Oh, God.
Okay, fine, I will.
Oh, no. Look, another awesome sweater.
The sweaters are amazing in this.
It's a dry winter in New York, like I said.
Oh, Junior Joe Spinell.
Joe Spinell on steroids.
Apparently, yeah.
Look, another beret.
Take it easy. You know, this is a pretty high quality movie. I don't think we're used to doing movies like this.
It's kind of funny. I'd mentioned that to my my other half. She's like, "What are you guys watching tonight?" And I was like, "We're actually watching a higher quality movie than what we're used to." She's like, "Which one? Nighthawks." Oh, that's a great movie.
Nice. I was worried it was nostalgia that was telling me it was good.
Oh, this is good.
That's great. Venom, you always choose good movies. Actually, so does Nudie. And Android, I think I liked all of yours except for one. Scott, we know how I feel.
She loves all my movies. I just pick ones that are fun to make fun of.
Yes, that's what you do.
As long as they don't hurt, I'm right there with you.
Good. I like the soundtrack of this.
Right?
And they actually got the real music for it, not some knockoff.
I know, that's the thing too, right?
Big budget, I guess.
They were like, "Oh, we're filming inside of a disco. We can't play generic music."
Oh. What the fuck?
Still got his Superman shirt on.
Really? You never change it. That shirt?
He's like, "This is my favorite shirt."
I like the way my pecs look in it.
I'll never stop wearing it.
That steely stare of Stallone.
So good.
You need more facial hair, Stallone.
Oh, yeah. This guy.
Looks like he can grow a beard like Jesus.
There you go.
This is before he got...
I do love all the dancing. It looks super awkward.
This is before he got all Mr. Buffy Man.
Pre-steroids, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I think this is probably one of the best looks I've seen for him, to be honest.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
For me, anyway.
Yeah, clearly.
The ladies like him young.
Yeah, she hasn't stopped talking about
with
his look
facial
all night.
Hair and not super jacked.
Pre-Rambo. Oh, personal space, dude.
Oh, remember when you guys could get that close to somebody? Why aren't they wearing masks?
Without
remember
a mask.
Clubs? No masks. What the hell?
Remember dancing?
True.
They're dancing, they're drinking, no masks, not social distancing.
Oh, man.
They're all asking for it.
They're all asking for it.
I mean, of course they are. Look at the way they're dressed.
It's all
fake news. What are you talking about? It's all fake. There's no coronavirus. It's all a Trump thing.
It's all a Democratic hoax.
You know he's double badass. He's got a turtleneck and a scarf on.
Right?
He's real.
Damn. And now he's got glasses on. Look out. I can see better now.
I see him.
Because it's here.
Oh, fuck.
That line delivery was a little painful.
I don't know. That was like Academy Award winning right there.
Oh, look, it's you, Scott. Want to go check him out.
Damn right.
Want to go check him out and smell his balls?
Billy D knows what's up.
I want to wear his balls for fucking goggles. That's what Scott says.
Damn straight. Gonna be boy with balls on his chin.
That's right. Well, Scott, Scott likes to suck dick from behind, so...
That's right.
That's so he can lick the asshole, too.
Exactly.
We're balls on the fucking bridge
it's
of his nose.
It's kind of like a Baskin-Robbins with the extra flavors.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
I was so much happier before I knew what that was.
See, you learn a lot on this show.
Yeah. It seems like every week I just lose a little piece of happiness.
Every 2 weeks.
A little piece
of
your soul.
I'm glad I can bring that to you.
They're not even being cool cops, though. They're just fucking staring at him like he knows what's up.
Wolfgar don't give a fuck.
I love
Venom this has theory. Taken note to never have this me on No More Room in Hell ever again.
It's a badass fucking jam, dude. Actually.
It's not bad.
No, it's not. It's my fuck up my alley.
Very punkish.
It is up my alley.
Uh-oh. Oh! Oh! Innocent douchebag got shot.
Not quite as effective as the dance scene in Fright Night, but good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Or the dance scene in Mad Boxes.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Jesus.
Or Calvair. Have you guys seen Calvair?
Oh yes.
That piano dance scene in that one.
Yeah, my God. That's a movie, man. That's a journey.
Yeah, that's a trip, man. That's a fucking trip. Oh, let's just throw down some fucking signs so he knows where I'm running. Dumbass. Like, why would you do that?
He didn't want to run into the building across the street. He had to stop himself. Like the Wile E. Coyote.
You hear in the soundtrack the work of Master Egg Shaker, Yu Wei Win.
Oh, what else has he done?
Every movie from the 80s.
Nice. You way lose.
they stopped with the egg shaker, right? When I introduced them. There it is. Now it's back.
Hey, we're back in the Cobra zone now.
Nice shot.
It is cool.
It's a really good shot.
It is really pretty. About as good as the shot I just sent you guys in the chat.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
what the
boy.
Hell?
Wow.
That's like my beard. Holy shit.
That's for Nudie.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that your sister? Holy crap!
That's yours.
Get that woman a blade, Jesus!
Where did
someone
you find
give her
this?
A whack?
Don't ask. Don't ask. You don't want to know anything about this guy.
Shit! Somebody get her some beard oil. Oh my God!
Jesus Christ! That is even a little rough for me, but
yeah.
Imagine what a project is cleaning jizz out of that.
Oh my God.
I know exactly how it feels. I have a beard.
Yeah.
I've taken too many shots to the face. What can I say?
Yeah. You and JFK, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way! Jesus Christ, this guy is heartless, isn't he?
Yeah, this dude's like fucking...
This guy doesn't give a fuck.
Oh shit, you don't see him.
Wolfgar. What a fucking dick.
I got him. I lost him. I got him. I lost him.
Like a fucking leprechaun.
Oh, man.
Scream, bitch.
You'd think he'd be a good enough shot. It doesn't seem like the hardest shot in the world, really. He has like a 2-foot radius there to fucking blow the top of his head off. Come on now.
Kills her anyways. Just, oh!
Rocky's out of shape.
Just jump on the back. Ruined his night.
All right, he's in New York. Wouldn't someone else have a knife?
Gun?
Yeah, like, come on.
A mace?
Yeah, come on, but this is New York in the 80s. No one gave a shit.
Double-edged sword, something. It's New York. I've seen guys with samurai swords on the subway. Come on.
They didn't have the guardian angels back then. They wore berets, too.
Stupid red berets and fucking members-only jackets. Bunch of nerds.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel, Android.
Hey, we're going to rock around with the red berets and our members-only jackets. We look like pizza delivery men. We're real fucking intimidating-looking. Like, you're the fucking least intimidating-looking motherfuckers ever.
Well,
we're high-top sneakers and tight pants, yeah.
So I gave up on her, so now...
But sometimes that's good, though, because you don't expect them to be able to do anything, and then they kick your ass.
Well...
You want to fucking be a tough guardian angel dressed like fucking Mad Max and all those fucking cops from, you know, from that movie, The Road Warrior.
You walking up to your neighbor and headbutting him.
What? I was just wearing a fucking
cargo shorts. You got your shorts on, your flip-flops, and no shirt with your big-ass belly hanging out.
Yeah.
And you walk up to the guy, whoa-bang! And then you turn around like you're fucking Macho Man.
Oh, man.
I was wearing a shirt. What are you talking about? He had his belly hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I got confused with his belly and your belly, but...
Yeah. That was pre-COVID. I was in a little bit of better shape back then, Nudie.
That billboard was backwards.
Man, these guys are doing a pretty good job. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Billy D. Fucking sliced.
That'll leave a mark.
That's pretty good practical effects.
Come on, get him.
It's just a face wound. Not like he cut his carotid artery or something.
Really? He's
dead.
Nowhere near the neck. He's fine. Go get him. Makes for a better finale later, I guess.
Yeah. Another chase scene. Look at all this shit.
My God, for his face? Wow.
Oh, my God. He would just be going to a plastic surgeon, and that would be it. Stitches and...
And the doctor also said I look great in my outfit. Is it his cheek?
Just sew it up and go back. What are you?
You'll be flying the Millennium Falcon in no time, buddy.
We'll call you Scarecrow. Oh, there you go. Way to put the pressure on.
Oh, no.
What an asshole.
Shot.
What? Lady didn't die. Everybody's all right.
No, I can't go on Soul Train.
Making it. Whoa, whoa,
wow.
Whoa.
I got one laugh out of that one. Venom was like, racist joke. Can't laugh.
I can laugh if it's funny.
Come on, it was funny.
Oh, wow.
Fucker.
I actually missed it. I was paying attention to the movie. Oh, I have no idea what you said, honestly. But don't repeat it.
No, I'm not going. The moment is lost.
Good, good, good.
Okay.
There's no longer a magic moment.
Yeah, you can listen back to it. Because we know everybody listens to the show, right?
Oh, totally.
I do.
Totes.
Really, Android?
I do. I listen to all of our shows. I listen to all the playbacks.
He likes to hear his voice.
And who doesn't?
I actually jack off to Heather's voice, so fuck you.
Oh.
Everybody does really that.
I jack off to everybody's voice on the show.
Oh, that makes me feel more special.
I have like a giant 60-minute clip of just her laughing, and I like came to that thing so many times.
No, my favorite this week was that stool you posted in NFW. That was pretty funny. I'm pretty sure people were waiting to see what my reaction was going to be.
I told my dad about that. He's like, "You did?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Funny.
I said, "She loves that shit."
It's funny.
Yeah, I was loving reading those comments.
Jeremy, sexual harassment. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I told him he had the night off, so he should shut up.
Sylvester's one of the thinnest wedding ring ever.
Too much clothes on there, bionic woman.
Yeah, I know. Like, there's a lot of towels and showering.
Lindsay Wagner gets nude for no one.
Nobody.
You know what, though? People in this movie take their hair seriously and their hair care.
Yeah.
So why did he bring it up, then?
Guys are stupid.
Next weekend. That's a little late. Fuck.
Yeah. I might not be alive next weekend, bitch.
And then
your favorite Italian
like
restaurant? That's too heavy if you're going to fuck after. No, you take her for sushi.
Yeah. No pasta. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Meatballs, pasta, none of that. Take her for sushi. Maybe a hot, maybe salad, some soup. That's it. But you're going to be getting down later. Nobody wants to overload on the carbs.
No. That's why you do that beforehand.
And you do it after. Yo, you have sex beforehand.
Yeah,
right?
Sex beforehand, yeah. Then you go out and eat.
Right.
That's valid, yeah.
That's valid.
Balances out really well.
Look at that fucking pissed.
Yeah. See, he seems like he's a decent shot. He could have taken that dude out.
That fucking plate of that coffee plate of fucking cigarettes. Smoking.
Not everybody has a hoity-toity ashtray.
Yeah. I want to get my hands on one of them old McDonald's ashtrays.
Oh, like, the little foil ones?
Yeah, the foil ones.
I gotta say, that girl looks better with hair and not a bald head.
Yep.
What is she in?
Star Trek, the 1976.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Or the motion picture, where I guess that's what they call it.
It's not that one's not that good.
No, it's not.
It's a little slow, yeah.
Yeah.
And for a kid, when I was like, I was 7 years old, 8 years old, I went to see that in the theater because I loved the TV show, and it was way over my head. Like, I didn't understand any of what was going on. Mm-hmm. Very boring.
Oh, good thing he has that Band-Aid still on his face.
Nobody could recognize him.
They couldn't find a skin tone Band-Aid for him? What the fuck? Just this big old white fucking thing just
like
screams.
Like a piece of gauze they just threw onto his face.
At least he doesn't have his Superman shirt on anymore.
No, he managed to change that.
Superman got his face cut.
That's right.
Outside with your checkpoints, please. Check, check, check.
It's here.
This is Maxwell Smart. Checkpoint 3 is clear.
I was just gonna comment on Sylvester Stallone douchebag wearing his fucking class ring still, but maybe some of you guys wear those, so I'm not gonna say nothing.
No, I didn't like my high school enough to buy my class ring.
Scott does.
It stole mine.
Yeah, I actually do have a class ring somewhere, but I never wore it.
What a shock.
I thought it was a waste of fucking money.
Oh, it totally was.
Oh, completely. I didn't pay for it, but yeah.
It was, yeah, my parents paid for it. Outside.
It was a waste of loonies.
Yeah, it was just loonies. I just wasn't willing to pay for that.
My mom had to bribe me to graduate high school, so I'll just pretty much tell you how
to. What did he bribe you with?
Green chilies.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Oh, she's like, I'll throw you a party. You'll get money. You only got 2 months left. I'm like,
she's
I
like,
fucking
I
hate this
you
place.
Every day.
No, then my dad's like, look, you don't fucking go to school. You're out. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'll go.
That's a better deal.
But I work. And he goes, well, yeah, you work fucking at night. Now you can go work fucking 20 hours, fucking 40 hours a week. Oh, look at this.
Oh,
oh no.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan.
Shaka Boom Boom.
Discount Albert Finney's
dead. These and fucking motherfuckers, these terrorists, they make it personal, don't they?
Yeah.
Isn't he not admiring his cardio to run up those stairs?
Hell yeah.
Give this stunt double.
All those stairs in Rocky.
It's true.
Shit.
There's Joe Zito.
Joe Spinell's pissed off they ruined his scalp.
Mm-hmm.
Now this son of a bitch thinks.
Son of a bitch.
Now let me tell you something, Joe Spinelli. Don't think like you. Oh, yeah. The tram.
Is that even there still?
No. But I do vaguely remember this, yeah. Holy shit.
Long gone.
We got a tram here. You guys got a tram where you guys live?
Nope.
No, definitely not.
It goes right up the mountains.
Disney has them now.
Oh, there's one in Niagara Falls.
That makes sense.
Ooh, yeah, if I ever come to visit, we'll have to go.
Yeah, 2021.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say not if, definitely will be coming to visit, just when.
Oh, this would be a nightmare on a tram. That
happens. Oh, shit.
Hell no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Everyone look at my sunglasses.
Oh. I like your hat too. I like your hat. I like your hat. Can I take a shit in it?
I like your baby.
Jaw.
Is that George Jefferson in the background right there?
Woo. George and Wheezy.
That's George and Wheezy, man. They're stand-ins.
He was trying to move on up.
Mm-hmm.
And it got stuck. I'm not going to talk to a peon. I'm going to talk to Joe Spinell.
He got hung up by a honky.
Oh, he's a polite terrorist.
Don't make me do it. We know he likes
please
to kill.
And thank you. I mean, his mother must love him.
Yeah.
Heather loves him.
I do. I think he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
What's her not to love?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was breastfed until he was two. You know, you never know.
Yeah,
that could have been a thing.
Could have been like Michael from Burial Ground, Heather.
Oh, God.
Nothing is like Michael from Burial Ground.
That fucking kid.
That is beyond
that
special.
Fucking kid.
Mama.
Oh, God.
Mama.
Gives me nightmares. Fucking most terrifying thing in that movie.
Terror.
He caught a ban from Facebook for posting that GIF file.
Yep. I did.
Aw, the baby. Aw, don't upset the baby.
Mama.
Come here, my baby. Come and feed on my chichi like you used to.
Oh, God. Not so many teeth, baby.
Fucking that kid, bro. You know he went on to direct gay porn movies.
Nice. Seems about right.
Yep.
I'll say, of course you would know that.
Well, I was doing a little research.
And you didn't
on him.
Tell me, yeah. Jerk.
He starred in them.
Did he?
No, you did.
Oh, I did not. No. I've done a couple of shoots, but nothing like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Here we go.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I mean, home video stuff, not like...
Oh, wow.
I might have the tape around here somewhere, Heather. I'll send it to you.
You know what? That's okay.
He was in some Circle Jerk videos.
Yeah, Heather, I was really surprised how veiny I was. I didn't really see that until I saw it on video, you know?
It's fair. That's true.
He must be very proud.
Maringi.
Life.
Life's happening.
And death.
Little closer. No!
This one's for you! Oh, he shot her.
That's just a little bit of bad acting right there. Oh no, don't do it. Oh Christ, he shot her.
What a fucking prick. He is a dick, man. A ruthless motherfucker.
Heather still wants
fuck
to fuck
her
him.
Husband for
I never said
there,
I wanted to fuck him. I just said he looks good.
Oh my god.
Yeah, fuck that guy for not doing something. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, he just fucking tossed her out.
Motherfucker.
He's still standing back there with the terrorist back to you, asshole.
No.
No.
Not gonna do it.
Well, apparently you are a man without a conscience.
Even Michael Myers wouldn't kill a baby.
Motherfucker.
Bastard. That was his best Jack Palance.
Ooh. That bastard.
You can't do it, he'll kill you.
So angry.
What a... I'm in charge here, Fox.
God damn, it looks like a depressing neighborhood.
Yeah. It's...
bunch of brown buildings next to brown water.
A yawk.
Oh, now he's going to go scuba diving. Mm.
I like it.
Is that what they call it?
I am assuming that's what he's doing.
It's going down under.
Going down under.
Scuba diving. Is that code word? You're going to go down? Down under?
Jesus. More like muff diving. Yeah.
Hey, come on now.
He takes all the double entendre and makes him single. Just like every woman he's ever met.
I was like, just like my life.
They make him single.
Right. My
look
hand
at is
big.
Me. Good
babe. The babe. The baby.
Oh, this is interesting.
Not at all.
She's wearing a hat too.
I'm going up, slowly going up to the very top.
Do you like my hat?
It says a cat.
I just got it.
Dude, all their hair, man. This movie's all about the hair. Could have cut it.
Because I don't want to.
Duh.
Oh, babies.
Oh, Nudie, the girl, my ex-girlfriend sent it to me. My senior fucking picture. Uh-oh.
I wondered what she sent to you.
She sent my senior senior high school ID.
Oh boy, I'm excited to see this.
Why does she have it and not you?
You know how it is, man.
That was not you.
Yes, it was.
No,
look at the name.
It fucking wasn't. That's some fucking white.
What? No. Yeah.
Look at the name.
looks like a prison guy.
Look at the high school.
It looks like it was pasted there.
No, look at the name. Look at the high school.
No, I call bullshit. Someone pasted another picture.
Nope. That's me.
La Cervix High School. God damn.
Wow.
No American History X there.
Uh-oh.
Please be careful with the baby. It's just a baby. What if he just pushes her back with his hand?
Give me my baby.
Think Stallone wore lifts in this one? Because there's no way Rutger Hauer's shorter than him.
I can't imagine that.
Oh, wow. That's some deep talk right there. Why are they all wearing the hat?
It's official.
It seems silly to me.
We all have to wear masks now. We have to wear the hats.
Oh, shit.
Hey, fair, I guess. That's totally comparable.
There you go, Nudie, just to prove it.
They don't prove anything.
Nothing's gonna prove it.
Why do you look like a fucking baby child molester?
What?
He does.
He does.
Yeah.
What? Dude, I was 17.
Well, that's why I said baby child molester. As opposed to an old child molester.
I
Why the fuck did you shave your head?
Because
you were a punk, man. Send that picture to Mike and tell him how punk you were.
Yeah, we got down, man.
Mike looks like that now.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's losing his hair.
Why are you sending us the address of your high school?
Oh, because Nudie didn't believe that was my high school.
Oh, okay.
He wants to reenact.
I had a long, long ass hair, long ass mohawk, and I fucked it up shaving it.
I thought you were going to say you fucked your teacher. I was waiting for that.
My friend did, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that was great. It was actually his girlfriend's mom, and she was a teacher. Certainly did.
Wow.
I was like, dude, where are you getting all these nice shoes from? Your parents aren't that rich. And he's like, dude, if I told you, you wouldn't believe me. And I remember we went to his house one night, and nobody was there, but she was there, and her hair was all messy and her clothes were, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? He's like, I'm telling you, man.
Not good for him.
Nobody acts shocked when he said he had a long-ass mohawk.
No, not at all.
No, I did. I had a long ass fucking, like, long, like, down to my nipples hair mohawk, and I fucked it up shaving it, so I said, fuck it, I'm just gonna shave my head.
None of us are shocked at that.
Like, zero shocked, actually.
And it was, like, right before, like, senior year of high school started, I remember, so.
Savage killing.
Look at his glasses. He's got, like, fucking Miss Doubtfire fucking glasses. Has he still got his Band-Aid on?
It's like a stitch now, I think.
I'll be watching. And waiting. For my gun.
Everybody's hair is feathered.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I like how these cars are almost driving in unison. That's very classy.
It's like a parade.
It's like a little parade.
It's a parade of justice.
It's a parade of justice.
I'm coming in.
Oh, gross. In what?
I don't know, but I am very curious.
Coming in Scott's beard. 3, 2, 1, and go.
I need that gel, baby.
Looks like Scott...
Deep inside the vaginal cavity.
Shoot that protein into my beard.
Looks like Scott just ate a fucking glazed donut and fucking drank some orange juice.
Yummy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Man, that fucking thing must stink. Could you imagine all the everybody's holding in all their fucking shit, bowel movements in there and shit, dude? Like, it's like,
like, well, a few people are probably pissed themselves.
Yeah. Having to piss, and they're just like fucking a fart, and it's just like stinks in there. Just like stale ass. Worse than a fucking video game arcade in the fucking 1980s with no ventilation.
Ugh.
Oh, like joysticks?
Ugh.
Yeah, I can smell that movie.
What does this movie and joysticks have in common? The fucking stale fucking fart smell.
And the ketchup and chocolate chips cookies.
Yeah. Like, I can breathe. I at least have some relief.
Oh, Lando got a sniper rifle.
That's right, man. Billy D. Just like in Vietnam.
Just like Nam, motherfuckers.
Wolfgar!
You're going to get me the bus? Going to have cigarettes and wine and cheese? And we're going to have a good time. You like how New York looks now?
It doesn't look much different.
It looks the same.
Yes, it fucking does.
Yes.
Well, there are the ghetto part of it.
Well, all of it. Manhattan's starting to look like this again. I don't know if you've been there, but...
No.
When have you been there?
Well, I have some friends who went out there to do some business, and they're telling me all about it.
Well, did they quarantine?
No. Fuck no.
Well, no wonder why New York's spiking again.
There he is. A spoiled bitch. Yeah!
Nice.
Shaka, that fucking bitch is done. Shaka Khan? Shaka Khan? Everybody, everybody, I want a Shaka Khan. How's that song go? Remember that song?
Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, Shaka Khan, I want to feel for you. Shaka Khan. I don't know.
I forget that song. You know what I watched the other day was I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I never watched it all the way
through. Short Circuit?
No, Purple Rain.
Great.
That's a real, it's not that great, but it's not.
I think. Yeah.
Like Satan's Little Helper is really great.
Purple Rain's fun.
It's a fantastic Halloween movie. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's definitely a good. It's definitely got the Halloween vibes. I'll give it that.
Does that have the kid?
It's set on Halloween Day. It should have the vibe.
But that little kid actor is awful.
Oh please, he's a kid. What do you expect, fucking Richie Rich out there? I don't know what you want. What the fuck do you want?
I don't know. That was just painful with him, though.
Macaulay Culkin. Like, jeez.
I mean, I could have expected Elijah Wood for crying out loud. Jeez.
Yeah,
Elijah Wood's good. Heather doesn't want Elijah Wood. She wants a lot of wood.
Oh, I sure do.
She sure does.
Yeah.
It's good that you're both on the same page.
Yeah.
Hey, Dega.
Yeah, smoking.
I'm sure he did. Wait a minute.
What is it?
He's got my address.
I can't read.
What are these scribbles?
No.
Come on, say that meat slicer gets put to use.
Come on, answer the phone, damn it.
I'm Rambo. Oh. Nice Tim Curry portrait back there.
Come on, answer the phone!
Answer the phone! Oh, it's snowing.
Uh-oh.
Finally.
Winter in New York.
Finally. It's been a dry, like we said, it's been a dry winter.
It's a wet winter now.
It is. Everybody's chapsticks. Everybody's chap lips will go away.
Evening, ma'am.
He's talking about the chap lips between the legs.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. I know how to get that taken care of.
Green chilies.
Mm-mm.
A green chili, red chili mix.
Mm-hmm. That's what they call Christmas here, Nudie. How would you like your burrito, sir? Smothered? Yes, red or green at Christmas? Oh, I think I'll go with Christmas today. All right.
I'd be like, no chilies, please. Thank you.
Give me all the chilies.
I had some friends stay with me from Germany, traveling in a band, and they stayed with me for a few days, and the chick's like, oh, I can't do no more chilies. She goes, my asshole is hurting from shitting. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's another why I don't sweater. Think I could ever stay with you. It's a Mrs. Voorhees sweater, too.
I know.
I could never stay with you because you guys eat all shit that I don't like.
I think I would be in heaven because that's the type of shit I'd love.
You'd find something for you, Nudie.
You'd have to cook me hamburgers and hot
dogs.
Chicken
tenders.
Sure and have chicken fries. Nuggets and french fries in the freezer.
Dude, yeah. you've seen all the pictures of the shit that I cook for my family, dude. I know there's some food that you'd like.
If I go visit Heather, it's going to be nothing but poutine every night.
And alcohol.
And nachos.
Fuck yeah.
I made breakfast last night. You guys saw that.
Yeah, that looked all right.
It was good. No chili involved.
Yeah, you didn't put any peppers in it. What was wrong with you?
I had salsa on the side, so you can put whatever you want to put salsa on your shit.
Salsa on the side. Salsa on the side. And then? Salsa on the side. Side.
Look at him. So he's getting Lindsay Wagner, huh?
No.
Fucking doors are easy to break down.
If you can't get the Silva, get his love.
Look at it, man. I'm
tense.
He's angry.
He wants to kill something. Angry. Anything. I gotta kill. It's been like 20 minutes.
It's like that serial killer. What do they call the berserker mode?
There you go.
This guy really is a fucking serial killer, for real.
I believe it.
In this movie. He's just... He just lucked out and got involved with the fucking German separatist army somehow. Mm-hmm. Decided to kill for the cause. He's Antifa.
When you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Oh. The red lights.
Oh boy. Here comes the Argento references.
Fucking ambiance. Let's cut the phone line.
Unplug it, dude. Much easier.
I hated that back in the day, dude.
Oh, scared the shit out of me half the time.
I know. He's had it. He hasn't slept in a few days. You can just see he's
coked out.
Yeah, dude.
Man.
Yep.
All of his blows gone. He lost his suitcase full of fucking guns.
Yeah.
His sweater's dirty.
That's your driving back from Las Vegas face.
Yeah. That was me every morning.
Nice.
Ah!
Oh, he really likes dressing up like a woman, huh?
He loves it.
Hey, if you can pull off the heels, go for it. Look at that intense stare.
I love it.
That's some Fall Chief style camera maker.
Nice.
Yeah. Hell kind of hand cannon is he firing?
Oh shit, dude. That's fucking blood packs.
Ooh.
I love how the director fucking gave him a white sweater.
The Voorhees sweater.
On purpose.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Yo, I like these heels. I'm gonna start wearing them everywhere.
That robe is comfy, honey.
What a fucking great death, man. Look at that. He's just fucking hanging out on the fucking guardrail.
He's just chilling in the snow.
Beautiful.
Nice way to end it, too. Love it.
Fucking beautiful. Beautiful ending.
All right, there it is. That is 1981's Nighthawks. I am so... just like when I saw it in theaters back in the day, I have an ear-to-ear grin on my face right now. Very happy to see that this was not nostalgia playing tricks with me. This was legitimately a great film. Let's start talking about our closing remarks. Let's go ahead and start with the folks that have never seen it before. Heather, what did you think of Nighthawks?
Well, first of all, it was a really high quality movie for this show, so I felt a little disappointed. but I really, really liked it. I enjoyed the sweaters. I enjoyed the hair. And I actually enjoyed how the plot moved along and that they actually had, like, real songs in it from the Rolling Stones and shit. That was pretty awesome. I enjoyed Sylvester Stallone in this. I'm actually sad that I never saw this movie before because it's an actually really good 80s cop drama. And I was interested throughout the whole thing, and I think we all were, which showed by us not talking because we were actually caring about what was going on. So I'm going to give this movie I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. That is how much I enjoyed this film.
Wow, look at that.
Very nice. All right, how about our other virgin for the evening? Scott, what'd you think?
Oh, man, this movie was freaking awesome. Holy crap, like, there was not a dull moment in this. Even, like, the slower parts of the film were still intriguing, and, like, I just never felt bored. And the performances were all around just great. There was, you know, silly one-liners here and there, but man, the action was great. Like, the good story all around. Yeah, this is a 9 out of 10 for me.
Very nice. All right, let's go to us grizzled old men who've seen it before. Android, what'd you think of this this time around with Nighthawks?
Man, just as good as the last time I saw it. The pacing on this movie's great. Kept me intrigued, kept me involved. It was great watching it with you guys, which always makes everything better. I did make a comment earlier in the movie. It's like nice to see Sylvester Stallone in something else that he doesn't direct or write. And I mean, it wasn't a knock on him, but it was just good seeing him in something like that. Billy Dee Williams, Rutger Hauer, even though Lindsay Wagner wasn't in a whole lot of it. And, you know, it's just a fun early 80s cop action film. Wasn't too over the line. It was subtle. Just the right taste. Just good for the palate, man. So for me, this is a good 9 out of 10.
Nice. All right, Nudie. What'd you think, buddy?
Yeah, it's still fantastic. Still holds up. Everything is great in this movie. It goes on and on. It's a hour and 40 minutes. Didn't even feel like it.
Right.
It's well paced. Like you said, not a ton of action, but doesn't really need it. It's about the hunt between the two guys trying to find Rutger Hauer, and it's just it plays out well. It still holds up. I mean, it's 1981. It still holds up today, even though, you know, New York may look different in the hairstyles may be different, but it's still a pretty damn good movie. And when this came out on Blu-ray, I bought it right away because that's how much I like it. So, yeah, 9 out of 10.
There you go.
Nice. And then for me, I mean, what can I say? Even though I hadn't seen it in a while, watching this with you guys just brought back so many great memories. Both watching it for the first time with my dad in theaters back in 81, and then just from subsequent rewatches. And it seems like every time I watch this, I turn someone new onto it, since it's not, you know, one of Sylvester Stallone's more heralded films. But yeah, I mean, you know, you talk about the aesthetic, you know, the old New York aesthetic, and then you've got Joe Spinell, who's in another film that absolutely it almost nails the New York aesthetic, of course, with Maniac. And I just can't say enough good things about this movie's atmosphere. Of course, its soundtrack with all the licensed music they were able to get was great. These performances, I said it 2 weeks ago, this is one of my favorite villain performances ever. I think Rutger Hauer as Wolfgar is absolutely fucking terrifying. I mean, he can turn on the charm and then just go to psycho in 2.1 seconds, which is just absolutely stunning. I won't say too much about his quote-unquote plastic surgery, because that's a little silly, but hey, whatever. Again, Sly is awesome. And I gotta say, Billy Dee Williams. I mean, to be able to see Billy Dee, who's usually the more squeaky clean hero. I mean, he's still the hero in this movie, but goddamn, I counted about 147 F-bombs out of Billy Dee in this movie. And just to see a performance like that where he really just wears his heart on his sleeve and motherfuck this, motherfuck that, it's definitely not what we're used to seeing out of Lando Calrissian. So it's one of those guilty pleasures every time I watch it, not because the performance is bad, or it's more because it's so anti-Billy Dee. He's always that smooth cat, you know? Never loses control, never blows his top. But to see, like, to see him go rage cage is just great. So, again, I could talk about this movie for, like, another hour. I absolutely love it. I'm not going to come in with a 10 out of 10, as surprising as it is, but I'm going to come as close as I possibly can. This is a 9.5 for me. Ridiculous rewatchability, ridiculous entertainment level, absolutely a must-buy. And I'm going to cut it off there because, like I said, I will start rambling. So, Nudie, if you want to give folks a preview of next week.
Well, we're going to finish off because Android can't wait to watch it. We're going to do Kill and Kill Again, the second part of the Steve Chase movies. And you all love the first one, so you're going to love this one.
The second one is legitimately better, though. It's like they learned a little bit more about movie making on that first one. The action's a little bit better. It's edited a little bit cleaner. It's not necessarily head and shoulders above the first. It's not like it's an Oscar winner by any stretch, but at least you can see the maturity in filmmaking, and I appreciate that. It's not nearly as hokey as the first one. Let's go with that.
All right.
Are we going to have crazy South...
These movies are just fun.
Are we going to have crazy South African midgets in it again?
It'll be better. No, he's not in it.
I don't think so, no, but yeah. That dude was great.
Yeah, it'll be better than Night Gen Joysticks, that's for sure.
Oh, well, yeah, I think that's... I'm going to say that was our show's low point.
Yeah, I think I set the bar pretty low now.
You certainly did.
Yeah, just after Mad Foxes, I didn't think we could get much lower, but Scott did it.
I didn't think Mad Fox... I think the low point, just from my perspective, was probably Deadly Prey.
Well, yeah, I was trying to be kind.
Yeah, I think that's...
you have such an affinity for that movie, so, you know.
Yeah, well...
All right, well, that's enough ragging Scott for tonight. On behalf of Heather Powell, Scott Crawford, Android Virus, and, of course, the leader of our little brigade... Neil Lemoy, Uncle Nudie, this is Mr. Venom signing off and thanking you for joining us once again for It's Not Horror, okay? So fuck you.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.